You're listening to Saturday Morning Cartoons right here on iCan. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven.
And Steven, look! Babette's here!
Up next is Meet the Instruments, featuring the Nerks and Orchestra Nova Northwest, formerly known as Portland Columbia Symphony. To learn more, visit us on our website, thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org.
Let's go meet the instruments of our symphony. Some are large and some are small, they all sound differently. But when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. Now you've met the instruments of the woodwind family. The brass family are the next group of the instruments we'll meet. Conical tubes made of brass and metal with members both big and small. Players buzz their lips into a metal cup while blowing air to make their brassy call.
Hi, welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go. Last episode, we met the triumphant trumpet.
Today, we will be meeting another member of the brass family, the horn.
Or French horn. Ooh la la.
My good pal, Al the alien from Planet Methuselah, has been learning the French horn. Let's welcome our guests. Hi, Al.
Hi, Vincent. Good to see you. I'd like to introduce you to the incredible Doug Butler Hornpipe Briggs.
Hi, Doug. Welcome to Meet the Instrument.
Hi, Vincent. Glad to be here.
Doug, was the horn the instrument you started on?
Actually, I started playing the trumpets.
Then why did you switch?
Because one day my 6'10" band director walked in and said, Doug, I'm going to volunteer you to play the French horn.
So you basically got scared into playing the French horn.
I was terrified.
Talk about scary. You should have seen my first band director. She had 7 eyes, tentacles, and fangs.
Doug, would you please show us your horn?
This one?
Yeah.
Sure. Here it is.
Huh. Does that happen a lot?
When you're the hero of the orchestra, it happens all the time.
That horn is beautiful. It is a shiny gold-colored tube that is wound around in a pretty circle and flares out into a huge bell at the end.
So it seems pretty small, and the mouthpiece looks smaller than a trumpet. Does that mean it's a high instrument?
Vincent, it can play very high. But it has lots of tubing that's wrapped up like this, so it's easier to carry.
Oh, how much tubing does it have?
Well, if you unraveled it all, it would be about 16 feet long.
16 feet? That's much longer than my bassoon.
A lot longer.
So it's a low instrument.
It can be both low and high. It has the largest range of any brass instrument.
Wow, that's so cool. So you probably get to play all sorts of cool music.
A lot of it, yes.
Can you show us how low and how high you can play?
Sure. Here's a low note.
That sounds funny.
Middle note. And a high note.
So cool!
Thank you.
So horns probably get to play all sorts of fun music, huh?
Absolutely. Heroic music in Mahler, in Strauss, and even in movies like Star Wars, Superman, or The Incredibles.
Awesome! So you get to be the hero!
Sometimes we do.
Wow! That
That is so cool.
I love being the hero. Super owl.
But it wasn't always like that. Initially, the horn did not have valves. It was just a circular tube and was used by hunters. They would ride through the forest on their horses, using it so they could keep track of each other.
Wait, so they'd be riding a horse and playing a horn at the same time?
Yes, it was very difficult.
And they were hunting?
And hunting.
How did they hunt? Did they throw the horn?
That would be a bad idea.
Have you ever tried hunting with a horn?
Not hunting, but I tried riding my horse when I was in high school with my French horn.
What happened?
It didn't work out so well.
So does the horn work the same way as the trumpet? You buzz your lips, blow air, and push the valves to change notes?
You mean like this? Yep.
So the valves look a little different on a horn. Do they work the same way as a trumpet?
They're about the same. These are rotary valves. You press and they turn. A trumpet has piston valves and they go straight up and down.
What's that other valve you're pressing with your thumb?
Oh, the thumb valve. The thumb valve allows you to transfer the air from the top set of pipes to the bottom set of the pipes, enabling you to play higher.
There sure is a lot of plumbing work in a French horn, isn't there?
A lot of tubes and valves.
Doug, I see horn players twirling their instruments when they're not playing. It's so cool. Is that some sort of dance move? Why do you do that?
It's part of playing the instrument. When you blow hot air into a cold metal instrument, condensation builds up. That turns into water, and it has to be drained.
Do you have to take special classes to learn how to do that?
Well, it is kind of complicated because condensation can build up in any of these locations, so you have to know what to drain.
When you say condensation, does that mean spit?
It can be spit.
Ew. So you're just breathing into it?
Just breathing, like breathing against a glass.
Oh, like you do when you breathe onto a cold window and it fogs up.
Exactly.
Doug, how do you hold a horn to play it?
Good question. With both hands.
One hand holds the curve near the mouthpiece and the other hand is placed inside the bell.
Why is your hand in the bell? It looks like you're going to pull a rabbit out of the bell. Can you pull a rabbit out of the bell?
I suppose you could, but I hope not.
Does the sound change when your hand is in the bell?
It changes the sound and the intonation. For instance...
something?
Sure. Here's a small part of a Mozart horn concerto.
So cool!
Show Vincent how you can play a high C just by pressing your first valve halfway down. It's cool.
You mean like this? Of course, let's do it.
Wait, there's something in my bell.
It's a rabbit.
I thought my sound was a little fuzzy today.
I guess you can pull the rabbit out of the bell.
Vincent, anytime.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next time where we will get to meet another member of the brass family, the tremendous trombone. We'll see you soon. Bye.
The horn is the greatest instrument in the orchestra because we have the most tubing.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony. Funded in part by the Otzen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nicole Buetti, starring Doug Riggs, Aloysius T. Alien, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nicole Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media, all rights reserved.
Organ Repertory Singers Youth Choir is a place to discover and develop your love of singing. You can participate in community-building retreats, work with the biggest composers in choral music, and perform in exciting concerts, festivals, and tours. You can sing all school year with their community of kindergarten through 12th grade singers. You can learn about financial aid, how to enroll, and other details online at orsingers.org.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.
You're listening to ICANN on HD2.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Come on.
Welcome to the penultimate episode of Saturday Morning Cartoons. Every Saturday, we take a road trip and listen to our favorite cartoons. I'm Elena.
And I'm Luciana. This week's theme is time travel. Have you seen Steven?
No, I don't know where he is.
What's that noise? Hi, Steven. Hey.
Hey, Luciana. Hey, Elena. Thank you so much for meeting me here.
What's that?
This is the TARDIS, and this means we can travel forwards in time, backwards in time, wherever we want to go, and I thought it would be much better than a car, since this week's theme is time travel. So come on in.
Oh, it's so much bigger in here than I thought.
That's because this is the TARDIS. It's so much bigger on the inside than it is the outside.
That's so cool. Hey, Steven, do you have a snack?
I don't, but I thought because we have a time machine with us, we can go to any point in history and get our favorite snack. Luciana, what's one of your favorite snacks when you were younger?
My favorite is popcorn.
And do you have a favorite type of popcorn?
Sweet and salty.
All right, let's go back and get some of that. My favorite snack from when I was a kid is Turkish Delight. Love that stuff. Elena, what about you?
I love lollipops, and I love them so much that I sang about them.
Let's hear it.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, pop. We'll be right back.
We just heard a piece of music from the movie Groundhog Day, a movie all about a man who gets trapped in the same day, living it over
and over
and over
again. Imagine that, living the same day over
and over
and over
again. Since we just heard a song from a movie, I think it's time we play Name That Tune. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Let's do it.
So I'll start this week, and it's something that you loved when you were younger. Maybe it's got a bit of a future or past element to it. So I'll start. So this is something that I loved when I was a little kid. You ready? All right. Dun 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 dun.
Inspector Gadget.
You know it. You both got it. 10 points each. That was my favorite show with all the different gadgets that he had. I think my favorite was when a helicopter blade came out of his hat and he could fly around.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
How about Elena? What about you? What TV show are you going to do?
I think I have something in mind.
All right, let's hear it.
Dun, dun. Dun 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 dun.
Is it Flintstones?
You got it.
It is the Flintstones, that prehistoric family.
So true.
How about Luciana? Have you got one for us?
Indeed I do.
All right, let's hear it. I know that one because my son loves it. How about you sing? Can we sing it?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship, zooming through the sky. Little Einsteins, climb aboard, get ready to explore. There's so much to find. Little Einsteins.
Climb aboard, get ready to explore.
There's so much to find, little Einsteins.
We're going on a mission, start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Everyone to rocket, rev it up now. We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship,
zooming through the sky, little Einsteins.
Climb aboard.
Climb aboard, get ready to explore. There's so much to find.
We just heard a piece of music from the movie Groundhog Day, a movie all about a man who gets trapped in the same day, living it over
and over
and over
again. I'm just kidding. It's not Groundhog Day right now. What we did just hear were the themes to Little Einsteins, The Flintstones, and Inspector Gadget. Now, since we just went back to our favorite TV tunes when we were little kids, I figured we should use this TARDIS to go way back in time. Luciana, Elena, is there anything that you want to go back in time and see?
Dinosaurs.
Elena, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Oh, probably a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
And Luciana, how about you? What's your favorite dinosaur?
Steven, is this even a question? Dino chicken nuggies. Obviously.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer. I'd rather eat a dino chicken nugget than a T-Rex.
Wouldn't the T-Rex just eat you?
Probably.
I would probably be a Steven chicken nugget to that T-Rex. All right, how about we go back in time and listen to some music about dinosaurs?